Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
His bye week does not officially start until he talks to us. So Jalen Johnson with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's up, Jalen?
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Doing good, man. We're not keeping you from the plane, are you? You're not. You didn't forget about it. You're mad that you got one more commitment before vacation officially starts?
Nah, y'all my guys, man. But I totally forgot. I've been ripping and running, trying to pack and get things situated. But I'm good right now. I got some time for sure.
Okay, we appreciate that. So how are you feeling about what that defensive performance? Because we were talking about it, like, again, there was no quarterback hits and pass rush or all that. You had, you know, Vildor's out, Brisker's out, Gordon's out. Obviously, Eddie Jackson's out. You're the last, like, starter out there. And it seemed to the untrained eye, man, that your secondary mates held up pretty damn well against Aaron Rodgers. How do you think you guys did in the back four?
Shoot, I feel the exact same way. I feel very pleased, and I feel like with our performance, just as a unit, as a secondary, I feel like there wasn't – big plays given up, and I mean, and even I feel like maybe we can count one or two. And I feel like even then, though, I feel like that's just a part of the game. But I feel like also with kind of a lot of scramble drills, Aaron kind of being back there patting the ball, I feel like that definitely makes it a lot harder. I feel like even in those situations, we still all stepped up and we're making, getting stops, and we're making things very difficult. So I feel like really overall, it was just about for us like communicating, being confident, being on the same page. And that's what we worked for really all week. So, I mean, when we got into the game, it was just about being confident, just going out there and playing and just doing what we know we can do. And that was really just being on the same page and making plays.
It was really impressive, man, because, like, there wasn't pressure on Aaron. He had the ball a lot and was waiting and was like, man, how is this happening? What was the key for you and DeAndre Houston Carson as the old heads? Because that's right, you're an old head now, Jalen. What was the key? Wow. What was the key to getting those youngsters, Jalen Jones, Elijah Hicks, and Blackwell? What was the key to getting all you guys communicating and staying connected the way you did?
I mean, honestly, I feel like it just really just came down to just effort and really just wanting to know what we wanted to accomplish. And I feel like it was something that we just talked about throughout the week. Like, once we knew who we had going into the game, it was just, okay, so now we know who needs to step up. We know who's going to be filling in certain spots. So it was like, okay, so what can we do to make the guys more at ease, make the guys more confident going into the game? So, I mean, we just called like a little secondary only meeting, and we just watch film, we watch certain plays, went over certain coverages, and just like, how do we see certain things, how do you want to play it, and different things like that. And it was just like, for us, just kind of getting comfortable and being on the same page, because we clearly all never been on the field together in a game setting and things like that, having this particular combination of DBs out there on the field. So it was just really about getting comfortable throughout the week, and then really just on game day, I mean, just really going out there and letting it rip. I mean, in a sense, like, we didn't have nothing to lose. Everybody was already, in a sense, counting us out and was like, oh, well, this secondary is so beat up and all of that. So I was like, man, we're going to be out here, be confident, we're going to make plays. And like, my biggest thing to them was, hey, man, go out here, make plays and talk mess to these dudes. Like, just have fun. Like, just play the game that you know you can play. And that's what I thought. That's what we did. The young guys played with a lot of swag, a lot of confidence, and they rose to the occasion.
Our conversation with Jalen Johnson brought to you by global biotech company Horizon Therapeutics, where science and compassion work together to transform lives. I wanted to ask you, did you and Aaron go back and forth in this game like last year?
No, it wasn't too much to talk about. I mean, I asked him if he was going to give me a pick, but he was like, nah, he only gave me the one target early in the game. He wasn't going to keep coming after me and things like that. But no, I mean, it's always friendly talk. with a guy like him. It's much respect on both ends. And just playing against him for now my third year. It's just, I mean, it's always an honor to play against a competitor like that. And I feel like there's a lot of mutual respect for each other's game.
Well, there's a hell of a lot of respect. I know you know about this, but just for our audience, Jalen, we want to play this real quick. This is what Aaron Rodgers said about our guest, Jalen Johnson, after the game.
But again, Jalen is a premier player. But the other young guys played pretty well. So you got to give them credit. There was, you know, multiple times where it felt like getting out of the pocket, somebody's going to come open and scramble drill, and they locked down our guys. So they definitely deserve some credit for that.
A premier player, Jalen Johnson. That's a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. That's got to feel good down in your core.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It really just, in a sense, confirms what I already kind of believe in myself. And something that, I mean, I work for, something that I strive to be. So, I mean, just having a guy of his caliber, somebody that I play year in and year out, and somebody that's familiar with me and still be able to go at it and battle and have that respect from him, I feel like just really confirms everything that I try to stand for and everything I'm trying to reach for.
Well, because you said today when you met the media at the press conference, you know, that you don't think you're going to make the Pro Bowl or anything like that because of, you know, the team's record and you don't have the interceptions and all of that. So, like, how does it – say again?
I was asking, that's what I said?
Yeah, that is what you said, right?
Nah, that's not what I said.
What did you say?
They had asked me that. They was like, do you feel like your lack of interceptions and the team's record has an impact on you not going to the Pro Bowl? And I answered their initial question of, do I think I would go to the Pro Bowl? And I was like, no. And I had alluded and started saying and speaking on the fact that the Pro Bowl goes into making highlight plays, and I don't feel like I have enough highlighted plays. And then I went on to say also it's a popularity game as well, and losing teams don't have that popularity, and we haven't won enough games, so it's like there's not enough popularity between me not making highlighted plays and so many big plays, and then the team not already being a favorite and everybody in a sense talking about us in a negative light from the losses and things like that. That also doesn't help. But I mean, it's not like I don't think that, interceptions and you winning has, in a sense, something to do with the Pro Bowl. I feel like there's different ways you can make highlighted plays. But that was more so what I was saying, the lack of highlighted plays.
That makes sense. I guess all I was saying is, man, it seems like the actions of all of these quarterbacks tell us all we need to know about how damn good you are, man. They never throw at you. Like, you, of course you're not going to have a bunch of interceptions and highlight plays. You don't get any opportunities to do so.
Yeah. I mean, you're telling me everything that I thought about, everything I've heard. So, I mean, it's really, for me, like, that's not, I don't know, I can't control that at the end of the day. And it's like, I know the style of game. I know how the flow of the game goes when it's not just a simple, oh, well, he doesn't have any interceptions. It's like, man, if you really watch the game, there's not too many opportunities for me to get interceptions. And it's like, two, I haven't been so lucky in getting kind of bad balls thrown where someone's underthrown or thrown behind or a tip pass or a receiver bobbling the ball. Like, I haven't been lucky on that side to get some interceptions or some plays like that. So, I mean, it's not too much I can do. But I feel like when you watch my body of work, I feel like since I've entered the league, I feel like there's no question that I can cover the best receivers in the NFL. And I feel like that's, in a sense, there's some value in that. It's, I feel like there's different ways corners add value, and it's not just all about interceptions, but I feel like there's a value in being able to limit the passing game at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Locking down somebody or locking down your side. And now we know you're making us smarter as we talk to you every week. Jalen Johnson of the Bears with us on Parkins and Spiegel. That kid, Christian Watson, the rookie, he's got 8 total touchdowns in his last, I think it's 5 weeks. It's unbelievable. Is he special? What do you think about him now that you got to look twice this time in a time when he's rolling a little bit?
Now, he definitely has some intangibles that allows him to make some big plays, and I feel like one of them really is his speed. And I thought you kind of, that was just something that we knew coming in. Like when they drafted him, it was like, okay, they're clearly going to try to get him out in space and throw him some deep balls or get him out on the edge and being able to showcase his speed. And I thought that's what he does best. And I thought that's really like how he caught a slant. I think it was against the Eagles, and he caught a slant, turned the corner, gassed him for 50, 60 yards. And then against us, he cuts a fly sweep. He goes for another 50 yards. And then just like so many like deep balls that he's had running by guys and things like that, it's just like you can definitely see his big playmaking ability. But I feel like it really just all comes and stems from his speed. And then I feel like really depending on how far he takes his game from there, I feel like he would just develop better route running or releases or things like that to even go on top of his speed. But I feel like right now he's definitely building something good in his first rookie year.
Speaking of releases and route running, what did you make about what Jair Alexander said about EQ, about Equanimeous St. Brown on that interception? Did you see what he said?
No, I have no idea.
He said, I'll just read it to you. He said, I knew it was coming. One thing about the receiver that I got the pick on, you're going to know when he's about to break down his route, so I already knew it. I envisioned it. I was telepathic because I had seen it before. He's just not as quick as some. He's just kind of slow with it. He's real slow, so it was just easy. Seems pretty damn harsh about a former teammate.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's how he felt. That's how he felt. But, I mean, that's definitely, I mean, he spoke his truth. I feel like at the end of the day, I can't, in a sense, knock him for that. I mean, I feel like he does some things different. But I feel like at the end of the day, man, he's a playmaker. And if that's how he felt, if that's what his read was. And I feel like it was, in a sense, obvious. He was kind of sitting on it and things like that. And it was like, I feel like we were beating them deep throughout the game. And I feel like he was waiting for that moment. So, I mean, I feel like, in a sense, he's telling the truth. Like, he's seen that play because that's what he was waiting on. And I feel like he played that game very aggressively, and it paid off on that play. So, I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
When you say he does some things different, you mean in the style that he plays? Like, he's always looking to jump routes like that.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's one of those high risk, high reward type of guys. I feel like at times where he feels like he can get a beat on something, I feel like he's going to be really aggressive on what route he wants to make a play on. And I feel like that maybe that was his route for that week, that curl route that he ran, or I don't know the exact route or how he ran it, but I feel like that might have been his route of the week. But I feel like he's definitely an aggressive guy, and he's definitely going to take some risk. And I feel like there's times where it works out, and then there's times where he gets beat. And I feel like that's just his style of play at the end of the day.
Well, that's really interesting, man. Are you not that way? I remember we talked to you about Trevon Diggs, who was drafted right around you in your draft. Like that's another guy, right? He gets burned for some touchdowns, but he also gets a ton of interception numbers. And so then he gets those highlighted plays, and he gets talked about. Are you more conservative? Like you're not going to get beat, but you're also not going to jump routes? Or how would you maybe compare your style to like a Jair Alexander or a Trevon Diggs?
Well, I mean, for me, if I need to get a stopper, like I'm more of somebody that's going to challenge you. I'm going to get up on the line of scrimmage. I'm not playing off. I'm not playing, in a sense, reading routes. Like, nah, I'm more of a challenger, a one-on-one type of guy. So I mean, that's just my style. So when it comes to a third down, or when it comes to like the game is getting tighter, it's like somebody needs to play, I'm getting up and pressing. I feel like a lot of picks don't come from being impressed kind of with your back to the ball and kind of reading and reacting that way, versus playing off. You run the risk of, in a sense, trying to read routes or trying to read the quarterback, and it's like there's so many things that can go wrong in that. But if you are right, is definitely some plays out there to be made. So, I mean, I feel like there's definitely a balance, and I feel like there's ways you can do it within each system. And I feel like each corner's system is slightly different on each play. So, I mean, there's sometimes where it seems like he's taking a risk, but he might have some help. On a certain side, he might have some help deep or something to where he can be more aggressive. I feel like it's a lot that goes into corners jumping routes. I feel like it's not just as simple as, oh, well, he just takes risks. Like, nah, like if the defense allows me to take, in a sense, a risk or a smart risk, I would say, then that's what people do. Like, even where I do play off, or I do try to jump a route, but I mean, the ball's not thrown. So that's what I'm saying. I haven't been the luckiest, because I've done that and played off and jumped a route or did this, and I've the quarterback pumps the ball and then he throws the ball the other way. So it's like for other people, they get those opportunities to jump it and the ball actually comes. So I feel like it just, I mean, everybody's situation is different. Every corner's game is different in their scheme and their defense and how they do things. I feel like it's all different.
They got you for a defensive holding and a 5-yard penalty early in the fourth. Was that a good call? Was that the right thing?
No, I disagree. I mean, I feel like I'm almost going to disagree with all my calls, but that one was definitely like, I don't know. I feel like it was nitpicking. I feel like it didn't really, I'm not going to say I didn't have my hand on him, but I feel like that wasn't deserving of a holding call.
See,
and the dude was stock blocking me. And I don't know, I thought it was weird because he's trying to, in a sense, do a stock block and go. So it's like, you engage with me, I'm engaged back with you, and then you release with me. Now we're turning and running and playing. If you trip up, that's on you. Like, I'm not holding you. Like, I don't need to hold Randall Cobb like on that. Like, I don't need to hold him. So I don't see where they felt there was a flag yet.
See, I thought you might feel that way because listen to what they said on the TV broadcast, man. We're sitting at home and
Jalen's going to hate this.
I know. Well, he should know how Mark Schlereth talked about it during the game.
Well, Jalen Johnson just absolutely undressed Randall Cobb.
Prior to the pass, holding, defense number 33. It's a 5-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
So we talked about the secondary, right? Uh-huh. A lot of younger guys, they're all trying to hold up. You got a whole quarter to try to hold up against Rodgers and these receivers.
Right, and just, I mean, you want to talk about, if you're going to hold, get your money's worth. That's right here. He got the holding call.
5 penalties committed in this half by Chicago, 4 of which have been accepted.
They talked like you had your arms around the man's waist and dragged him down, Jalen.
Hey, man, that's, I mean, that's how you felt. That's how you felt. But, I mean, in a sense, they sounded like some Rodgers fans. They sounded like some Green Bay fans. So, I mean, this is nothing that surprises me. I mean, what I said earlier, people have everything to say against the Bears and Bears young secondary. And I'm like, I'm not no damn young secondary. Like, I'm not young. Like, how does that have anything to do with my holding call? So it's clearly something that they just had a point against and was expecting penalties and things not to go our way. So, I mean, I'm not surprised by it at the end of the day, but I know that's not egregious for him to say I was undressing him. Like, nah, I've seen some DBs in the league undress some guys and they didn't look like that.
That's what we thought. That's how we thought you were going to feel. All right. One more football question for you. Jack Sanborn, undrafted guy, 9 tackles in the first half. Fans are kind of, you know, this is a middle linebacker town, you know, Urlacher and Singletary and Butkus. And is Sanborn the next great one? What's it like to play with him out there?
I mean, it's crazy because it's like, for me, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't realize how productive somebody is until kind of like, I don't even want to say after the season, but until like I hear some stats. Like, I would have never guessed he had 9 tackles in the first half until you kind of said things like that. So it's like, for me, like, once I kind of like go back and watch film, I'm okay, like, nah, showing up. And it's like one of those things where it's like, he's in a sense still young, but it's like, he's so like aggressive. He's not scared of the moment. And I feel like at times there's some things where he may not be in the right position or different things like that, but it just comes with, I feel like, that position of being in the middle and going against, I feel like, the quarterback and being that Mike linebacker. I feel like there's a lot of things that go into it, but I feel like he's took it on head first. I feel like he's been making plays in the run in the past. I feel like he's been showing up, and I feel like it just goes to, you know, I mean, it just goes to his character, his preparation that he's been doing all year. I mean, he clearly hasn't played too much except for special teams until I feel like Roquan got traded, and then he took on that role. Like, it wasn't nothing that he really had to learn so much of, because I feel like he absorbed so much from Roquan. He observed and kind of had a lot of mental notes. And when he got into the game, it was more so just now physically executing it. But I feel like he's definitely done a really good job preparing. And I feel like the ceiling, I feel like, he can go as high as he want to go with it. And once he keeps going and building, preparing, and getting more confident, I feel like there's not anything that he won't be able to do.
Jalen, we know you're traveling back out west to see your daughter. She was adorable when she was on the interview with you a few weeks ago. I got young kids. Speaks is a father as well. What are your favorite things to do with your daughter? What are you guys gonna do over the next few days?
What's my favorite thing? My favorite thing would probably go to like an indoor like playground jungle gym. I know she enjoys that. I feel like as she's getting older, she's starting to get into like the little Barbie dolls, and she wants to dress up and have it like wear the Encanto character dresses, and she wants to do all that stuff. She definitely likes to get out there and get active. Well, so I mean, depending on the weather, we might hit the park, hit a indoor jungle gym and things like that, and wear her out so she can be out a little early.
That's awesome. Well, don't talk about Bruno. If you're doing Encanto, just don't talk about Bruno, Jalen. All right?
She knows all the words to all the songs.
Jalen, enjoy your bye week, man. Thanks for still making time for the show. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you when you get back, all right?
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Jalen.
Thank you. That's Jalen Johnson. Stand-up dude.
You know what I love? You said, what's your favorite thing to do with her? And he said, well, I like to go to an indoor playground because she likes that. Like, he's already thinking, like, what does she like to do?
Yeah.
He wants to watch her be happy and explore the world.
Yeah, but then also wear her out so then she goes to sleep early. That's the dad of a toddler right there. I speak that language fluently. Oh, we can get him to sleep an extra 15 minutes and he'll definitely sleep through the night.
Oh,
let's run some more wind sprints. Like, I want to play chase again? Absolutely.
Oh, Adam Amin and Schlereth were Rodgers fans.
That is incredible. The play that seemed to be the biggest step forward in terms of Justin Fields' passing game development. We'll explore it from all angles next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.